Our Father, we are grateful unto you. Thank you for your visitation upon your people. Thank you, Lord, for making today a possibility. Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, we have come today. Lord, we pray that you open heaven unto us. All what we desire, from spiritual to physical, you will grant unto us in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, you are the teachers of all, you are the teacher of all teachers. Holy Spirit, you are the counselor of all counselors. We have come unto you tonight. Teach us from above. Counsel us. Loose us. And loose your fire upon us. So that we can be set ablaze for this generation. In Jesus' name, Lord, be with us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We bless the name of the Lord for the revival hour tonight. And as you can see on the screen, we are looking at quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit. Our text is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and I read from verse 15 for better understanding. Now, we exhort you, brethren, proud to this time, Apostle Paul has been talking about the end time. And when he got to this verse 14, he said, now, we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak. Be patient towards all men. This is a timely instruction for us in verse 15. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourself and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. And that is the focus of our study tonight. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. The Lord gave us checklists in the Bible. And those are the checklists I've read to us tonight. And our focus is on the checklist that only appeared once in the Bible. From Genesis to Revelation, you can only see these four words, quench not the spirit, in the book of 1 Thessalonians that we have read. And God wants us to rebuild, to reconstruct, to amend our relationship with the Holy Spirit, the third person in the Trinity. How are you relating with the Holy Spirit? Do you recognize him as a teacher? Do you recognize him as God? Do you recognize him as the Spirit of Truth? Do you recognize him as your comforter? Do you recognize him as your leader? He leads us. So the Bible told us of the things that can be quenched. Bible made us to understand a lot of things that can be quenched. At the same time, the Bible made us to understand the things that cannot be quenched. If we look at it one after the other, in Numbers chapter 11, verse 2, the Bible says that, and the people cried unto Moses, and when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. Wherever there is fire outbreak in the house, in the community, they call the fire brigade to come and quench the fire. That is possible. We can quench the fire. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 34, quench the violence of fire. Fire is very violent. It's highly destructive. We can quench that type of fire at the same time. In 2 Samuel chapter 14, verse 7, and behold, the whole family is rising against their handmaid. And they said, deliver him that smote his brother, that we may kill him. This is the woman, wise woman from of Tekoa, that Joab hired to come and talk to King David for the life of his brother whom he slew, and we will destroy the ear also, and so they shall quench my coal which is left. He used coal figuratively to describe the life of Absalom. And in 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 7, but Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him and smote the Philistine and killed him. Then the men of David sware unto him, saying, thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel. A light of Israel, when a leader is defeated, the light of that leader is quenched, and the supporter of David will not allow the light of Israel to be quenched. In Psalm 104, verse 11, they gave drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quenched their thirst. And in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. This is very important. We can quench the fiery darts of the wicked through our prayer. We can scatter them. But nevertheless, there's something that cannot be quenched. And we look at one example in Mark chapter 9, verse 43 to 44. And if the hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. I've read to you earlier fire that can be quenched. At the same time, there's one fire that cannot be quenched, and that is the fire of hell. I pray that that will not be our portion in Jesus' name. We have exceptional counsel in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19. That we should quench not the spirit. We are talking about the Holy Ghost here. And we will see the reason why we cannot quench the spirit and the reason why we should not quench the spirit as we go along with the message. Believer must take this standing order and restraint from the Lord seriously. The Lord has given us this standing order. We should not joke with it. Quench not the spirit. We will look at the message under three subheading. Number one, we want to look at wonders of the Holy Spirit in believers' life. Wonders of the Holy Spirit in believers' life. I read from John chapter 14. In the book of John chapter 14, and I'm reading verse 16 and 17 there. Wonders of the Holy Spirit. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because I seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye have him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. That is why Holy Spirit is wonderful. When we give our life to Christ, Holy Spirit begins to dwell in us. You can imagine, God himself is dwelling in us. In verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. In John chapter 15, and I'm reading verse 26 there. John chapter 15, verse 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. In John chapter 16, John chapter 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear that he shall speak, and he will show you things to come. He's going to show us what will come in the future. Holy Spirit is wonderful because he's dwelling in us. What a great opportunity, what a great privilege that God can dwell in us. God can reside in us. God can dwell in us. The wonders of the Holy Spirit in a believer life surpass the world's seven wonders. You remember all the seven wonders of the world. People pay to visit those countries where those wonders are, and they pay heavily for it. But the wonders of the Holy Spirit is greater. You think of Egyptian pyramid. That is one of the wonders of the world. You think of a mausoleum erected by Artemisia. You think of Temple of Diana at Ephesus. You think about the walls and hanging garden of Babylon. You think of Colossus at Rhodes. You think of the statue of Jupiter of Olympus. And you think of Pharaoh's or watchtower of Alexandra. People are trooping there, but the wonders of the Holy Spirit is greater because Holy Spirit is dwelling in us. He resides in us. Wherever we go, is with us. Inasmuch we did not provoke him, inasmuch we did not do any filthy thing that will make him to leave us, is always dwelling in us. Holy Spirit renew us. Holy Spirit pour his Spirit upon us. We are saturated by the Spirit of the living God. What a great wonder. What money cannot buy is what Holy Spirit has done for us. And what cannot be quantified with all the precious things of this world. Those are the things that the Holy Spirit has done for us. Holy Spirit renew us. Holy Spirit dwell in us. Holy Spirit has poured his Spirit upon us. We are going to read from the book of Titus chapter 3. In the book of Titus chapter 3, we will see the wonders of Holy Spirit in our life. And I read from verse 4. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior towards men appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of the regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. The Lord has saved us. Salvation is greater than all the wealth of the whole world. If we should put them together, anything that can make us to escape the edge of hell is more precious than all the preciousness of this world. Holy Spirit anoint us. He release his Spirit upon us. He sanctify us. He lead us. He intercede for us. For we did not know how to pray, but Holy Spirit prayed through us. With groanings that cannot be uttered, is praying for us, is praying through us. Holy Spirit seal us. That is a seal, the mark of confirmation that it belongs to me and is mine. He has given us that seal. Holy Spirit instill fear of God in us. That is why we are not misbehaving. Because Holy Spirit instill the fear of God in us. That is why you are not doing what people are doing in the world. That is provoking God. Because we have the Spirit of God dwelling in us and is cautioning us and is guiding us, is directing us. He instills fear of God in us. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. We cannot have this fear if the Holy Spirit is not in us. Holy Spirit grant us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. That a lot of things we are doing spiritually, that a lot of things we are doing secularly that we cannot comprehend. It is the Spirit of God that is helping us. You finish your program before the scheduled time. It is the Spirit of God that enable you. It is the Spirit of God that quickening you. You have opportunity, real opportunity that is not common to the people of the world. It is the Holy Spirit that enable you. He make it to be possible. Holy Spirit counsel us and he fortify us. He make us strong against the fiery dart of the wicked one. He comforted us. He established us in the truth. People proclaim different kind of foul spirits in the world. All the places I've read to you earlier, you will see the spirit of truth that come from the Lord. Holy Spirit established us in the truth. And these are the wonders of the Holy Spirit. I pray that we will appreciate these wonders of God in our life. So many times we are tired, we are weary, we cannot do most of the things we're supposed to do. Holy Spirit renews us, He energizes us, He quickens our mortal body, and He puts us into action to do great things for our God. I pray that we will enjoy the wonders of the Holy Spirit in our life daily, in Jesus' name. This will take us to the second part of our message. Warning against quenching the Holy Spirit in believers' life. The Lord is warning us today that we should not provoke Holy Spirit. The Lord is warning us today that we should not provoke the Holy Spirit. We should know our limitation in relating with the Holy Spirit. We should appreciate Holy Spirit. We should obey Holy Spirit. We should hearken to the Holy Spirit, but we should not make Holy Spirit to be angry with us. We should not provoke Him. We should not be a provocator of the Holy Spirit. And that is the warning the Lord is giving unto us today. I'm going to read Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12, I'm reading from verse 29. Matthew chapter 12, verse 29. Or else, how can one enter unto a strong man's house and spoil his good, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? He that is not with me is against me, and he that is gathered not with me scattereth abroad. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. You know, when you see drunkards, when they are drunken, they will just open their mouths and they will be making mockery against the Holy One of Israel. The Lord said this type of sin is very dangerous. You don't blaspheme the name of the Lord. You don't blaspheme the Holy Spirit. You don't ridicule the name of the Holy Spirit. And when they are doing that, you are not a participant of that. You excuse yourself from that area. We should reference the Holy Spirit. We should honor the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of the living God. We should honor Him. In Ephesians chapter 4, Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 17, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, having given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to walk all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that you have learned Him, and you have been taught by Him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful art, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and in true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole sin no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hand the thing which is good, that he may have to give him. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, that you use edifying, that he may minister grace unto the people. And grieve not the Holy Spirit. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. The Lord said we should not grieve the Holy Spirit. The Lord warned us not to blaspheme, not to grieve, not to resist, not to lie unto the Holy Spirit. You remember when Ananias and Sapphira, when they committed sin against the Holy Spirit, Peter told them, why did you lie unto the Holy Ghost? In Acts of Apostles, let us read that place in Acts of Apostles chapter 7. The Lord said we should not lie against the Holy Ghost. We should not grieve the Holy Ghost. We should not blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. The Lord has given us clear warning. These are the caveats emptied for us. We must beware of all these things, and we must make sure that we did not do all these things. There's a thing, we have the example that of Stephen when he preached to the elders in those days. And this is what he used to characterize their life, their relationship with the Holy Spirit. In verse 51, ye stiff neck, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your father did so you. The Lord said we should not resist the Holy Spirit. And in Acts of Apostles chapter 5 verse 3, we will see the case of Ananias and Sapphira there. And Peter said unto Ananias, why has Satan filled the heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? The Lord said we should not lie against the Holy Ghost. We should not lie against the Holy Ghost. That is the warning of the Lord unto us. The Lord warned us not to blaspheme, not to grieve the Holy Spirit, not to resist the Holy Spirit, not to lie against the Holy Spirit, not to rebuild against the Holy Spirit. The Lord said we should not face the Holy Spirit. Why do we need to comply unto all this warning that the Lord has given unto us? Brethren, when the Lord has been talking to you, Holy Spirit has been pressing something in your mind about your sin, and you do nothing about it, it means that you are grieving the Holy Spirit. It means that you are resisting the Holy Spirit. The Lord has been talking to you about restitution to do, and you hear it, and you know it, and you do nothing about it. You are resisting the Holy Spirit, and you are grieving the Holy Spirit. The Lord has been talking to you about your relationship with your husband. Reconcile. Don't abuse your husband. Don't abuse your wife. Don't do this. Don't do that. And you do nothing about it. You are resisting the Holy Spirit. In Psalm 51, verse 11, we need to take this warning serious, because of this warning is very, very crucial. This is what David said. Cast me not away from their presence, and take not the Holy Spirit from me. When we grieve the Holy Spirit, when we blaspheme the Holy Spirit, when we resist the Holy Spirit, when we lie unto the Holy Spirit, when we rebel against the Holy Spirit, when we face the Holy Spirit, he will withdraw himself from us. He will leave us, and he will leave us empty. I pray that this will not be our portion in Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit warned us not to resist. The Lord is warning us not to resist the Holy Spirit conviction of sin. When the Lord is convicting us of bad habits, bad character, sin, unrighteousness, backsliding, we need to take it. We should learn from Ephraim. Grain here and there, and dwell upon him, yet he knoweth it not. Many people are speaking in tongues, but God has left them already. Many people, they speak in tongues, but the presence of God is not with them again. They are just like Ephraim. Grain here and dwell over them. All what they used to see when Holy Spirit was dwelling in them, they could not see it again, because they provoked the Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit has left them. We should learn from Samson. I will go out as at the other time before and shake myself. Brother, check yourself before you begin to band and loose. Sister, check yourself before you begin to harass Satan. Do you see how that dwelling Holy Spirit in you? If the Holy Spirit has departed from you, you better reconcile before the enemy will torture you, because you are empty now. We should learn from Demas. We should learn he has loved this present world. Before Dema loved present world, the Holy Spirit was dwelling in him. But after he has provoked the Holy Spirit left him and he became alone. You remember Cosby and Mystery? We should not be like them. The Spirit of God left them because they quenched the Spirit of God in them. They brought a war woman into the camp and he wanted to commit sin against the war woman in the camp before the Israelites, before the leaders. And the Spirit of God departed from him. They lost everything. They lost everything. The people that don't have the Spirit of God in them, they don't care for God. They don't care about leaders. They don't care about fellow believers. They are just living a free life. They don't obey the word of God. They don't yield. They are not thinking about tomorrow. They are only saturated with their pleasure. The Lord is warning us today that we have wonderful experience in our life. We have wonderful experience in our generation. The people in the Old Testament will wish to have this privilege that the Spirit of God will be dwelling in them. Whenever they want to do great things for God at that time, the Spirit of God came upon them. But the Spirit of God is dwelling in us, and we should not abuse this privilege. We should not mesmerize this privilege. We must make sure that we don't blaspheme the Holy Spirit. We don't grieve him. We don't resist him. We don't lie against the Holy Ghost. We don't rebel against him, and we don't face him. And as we do all this, the Lord Almighty will help us, and Holy Spirit fellowship will continue in our life in Jesus' name. As we want to prepare to pray, we want to look at willingness to keep Holy Spirit fire aglow. We need to keep Holy Ghost fire aglow in our life. That's a question that the Lord is asking you and I tonight. And because of this question will trigger us to test for the Holy Spirit presence, to test for the Holy Ghost fire again in our life tonight. We need fire of the Holy Spirit in us. In this crooked generation, in this crooked world, we cannot survive without fire. We need to get the fire back from the Lord tonight. In Psalm 94 verse 16, who will rise up for me against the evildoer? This is the question the Lord is asking us at Deeper Life Bible Church Finland. Who will rise up for me against the evildoer? This is the question the Lord is asking you and I. This is the question the Lord is throwing to our family tonight. Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? It is only the people that have the fire of the Holy Ghost in them. Those are the people that can answer the question the Lord is asking us tonight. If the fire is not in you, you cannot do what the Lord expects us to do. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? In Finland, it's those people that have the fire of the Holy Ghost in them that is glowing. And who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Those are the people that have the fire of the Holy Ghost in them. Those are the people that can stand for the Lord. Those are the people that can contend against unrighteousness in our own time. I pray that the Lord will kindle the fire tonight. I pray that the fire of the Lord will resurrect in us, and it will keep on burning from this moment onward in Jesus' name. Brethren, we cannot choose to be cold in this time. In our own generation, there are a lot of evil, there are a lot of challenges, there are a lot of trouble, there are a lot of sorrow. And the only way is for us to be glowing with the fire of the Holy Ghost, is for us to be saturated with the fire of the Holy Ghost. In our own generation, we have a lot to do for the Lord. And the only way to do it for the Lord is to keep a blaze for the Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 and 16. Romans chapter 8, verse 15 and 16. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You are believer, and we are still fearful. The Lord said we need the fire. for us not to be fearful, for the Lord did not give us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, the spirit of mind, and the spirit of sound mind. We need the fire of the Lord in us. The Lord said, is reminding us, you are not under bondage anymore. You should not be subjected to fear. You need to get the fire of the Holy Ghost in you. But ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Do you see have that prompt? Do you see have that assurance? Do you see have that confirmation from the Holy Ghost from time to time that you are his? That you belong to him, that is you, that is still on you. The Lord said, the Spirit of God bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. This is the word of John the Baptist. For he that cometh after me is mightier than I. What a wonderful experience in our own generation. In the generation of John the Baptist, they only know of baptism of water, but our own generation, who should I am not worthy to bear, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. We have Holy Ghost and we have accompanied fire. We have Holy Ghost and we have accompanied fire. Brethren, I want to show you something in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. And Jesus being full. Please note that word, full. And Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And Jesus being full by the Spirit, he was full. That's a degree of Holy Ghost fire in the life of believer. What is the measure of the Holy Ghost fire in your life? How firing the fire of the Holy Ghost in you? In Acts of Apostles chapter 2. Acts of Apostles chapter 2. Don't forget, Jesus was full with the Holy Ghost. In Acts of Apostles chapter 2, I read verse 2 to 4. And suddenly tonight, the fire will come back to our life. The fire will be kindled in our life tonight. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. In your house, where you are listening to the word of God now, the Holy Ghost will fill your house. In your house, where you are listening to the word of God, the Holy Ghost will fill your house. If when you are walking, you are listening to the word of God, the Holy Ghost fill any environment that you find yourself now. And they were all filled. You know, Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost. The apostles were all filled with the Holy Ghost. There's none of them that was empty. Brethren, have you become empty? You need the fire of the Holy Ghost to fill you tonight. You need to be full of the Holy Ghost. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. And the Spirit gave them utterance. You remember, the Lord said he will baptize us with the Holy Ghost and fire. Let us go to Acts Apostles chapter 7, verse 55. I'm going to show you something there. In Acts of Apostles chapter 5, chapter 7, verse 55, you remember Stephen. Stephen, a man of God, and he was full of the power of the Holy Ghost. He preached a single message that was 60 verses. And if you have gone through that verses of the scripture from one to the beginning, the scripture was full of wisdom. It was full of power. It was full of authority because this man has the fire of the Holy Ghost in him. In verse 55, but he, being full, you remember the same thing they recorded for our Lord Jesus Christ. When he came to the apostles, they were filled. But when he came to Stephen, Stephen was full of the Holy Ghost. He was full, filled and full. One is adjective, the other one is action, word is verb. You need to decide tonight. We need to be filled and we need to have the fullness of the Holy Ghost in us. Stephen had the fullness of the Holy Ghost in him. But in being full of the Holy Ghost, look up steadfastly unto heaven and saw the glory of God. The people that are full with the fire of the Holy Ghost, they will see the glory of the Lord. They will see the power of the Lord. They will see the authority of the Lord. God is unhappy with a lukewarm church or lukewarm believer because they are difficult to predict. Do you know what God said in the book of Revelation? The Lord said, you will have been cold or hot. But it's not good for you to be lukewarm. We don't know the group you belong to. We don't know what you are up to. You neither cold nor hot. Do you belong to the group of cold Christian? Or you belong to the group of hot Christian? Or you belong to the group of neither cold nor hot Christian? Jesus is God with us. Holy Spirit is God in us, willing to ignite his fire in believers' life. The Lord is willing to baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Holy Spirit is willing to make us burning and shining light. Holy Spirit, keep our heart warm in a cold world. Brethren, you need the fire of the Holy Ghost in this cold world so that it can keep your heart warm. Holy Spirit, give us light in the dark world. You can never walk in the darkness anymore. The letter killer. But the Spirit of God give us light. A lot of letter, people will say this, they will say that, but those letter have no light. But when the Spirit of the truth come, he giveth us light. Let your fire ever burn upon the altar. Never let it go out. That is the charge that the Lord is giving to us tonight, that we should let our fire burn per second upon the altar, and we should not let it go out. I want to share with you this book written by Muron Augustburger. He wrote the book in 1961. He wrote this book in 1961, and he said, lukewarm Christians are evidence of the sin of choking out the voice of the Spirit. No church fellowship can grow spiritually where the Spirit of God is not honored as it is very life. When the life of Christians are lukewarm and carnal rather than dedicated and holy, it is evident that the Spirit is being quenched. Such a church is in need of a deep moving of the Spirit of God in a biblical revival. And I pray that we will experience this biblical revival tonight, that the fire of the Lord will be rekindled in our life, and the Lord will set us ablaze for his glory, and we'll be able to do more for him in this land of the Finn, in Jesus' name. He mentioned that there is a great need in these days of apostasy for spiritual discernment. We need to discern how the Spirit of God is leading. In these times, we must have a word from the Lord, a prophetic voice, foretelling, making the gospel relevant in today's situation. We need the fire of the Holy Ghost to make the gospel relevant to the thing. We need the fire of the Holy Ghost to make the gospel relevant to the people that are dwelling in our city. The sin of suppressing the Spirit inside, rather than surrendering to them, has robbed many a professing Christian of joy in the world. Of joy in the world. Brethren, it is time to pray. Which group did you belong to? Are you among the group that are suppressing the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of truth? Are you among the group that are resisting the power of the Holy Ghost? Are you among those people that are resisting the conviction of sin of the Holy Ghost? Why can't you call upon the name of the Lord tonight? Are you cold already? Brethren, you are cold. You are cold already. Your coldness is so evident. Your coldness is so feasible. Why can't you pray that the Lord will rekindle the fire in you tonight? It is time for us to go back to our Lord. The Lord wants to set us ablaze. We need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We need the fullness of the Holy Ghost. We need the fullness of the Holy Ghost. We need the fullness of the Holy Ghost. Please, Pastor, you can take the floor.
Let's continue to pray, brethren. The Lord will give us the fullness of the Holy Ghost. The fullness of the Holy Ghost. The fullness of the Holy Ghost. Pray and talk to the Lord. Oh Lord, I need your fullness. I need the fullness of the Holy Ghost. The meaning of that fullness has been emphasized in the message of this evening. Pray and talk to the Lord. Lord, I need the fullness of your spirit. 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 Brethren, pray personally for yourself. Personalize the prayer. Focus on personal prayer. Tell God, oh Lord, I need the fullness of your spirit. Make sure you are not keeping quiet. Make sure you are talking to the Lord. The Lord is hearing our heart cry. Call upon the name of the Lord. Oh Lord, I need the fullness of your spirit. I need the fullness of your spirit. Voice out those your weaknesses and let the Lord know that you need him. Let the Holy Spirit know that you need him. Let the Holy Spirit know that you need him. You cannot do anything by yourself. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Oh Lord, the fullness of your spirit is what I need. In the name of Jesus, I need the fullness of your spirit. We need the fullness of your spirit. 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 The spirit that renews, the spirit that revives, the spirit that transforms, the spirit that changes. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Oh Lord, the fullness of your spirit, the fullness of your spirit, the fullness of your spirit, the spirit that leads, the spirit that guides, the spirit that comforts, the spirit that gives wisdom, the spirit that gives knowledge, the spirit that gives understanding, the spirit that counsels. Oh, pray and call upon the name of the Lord. I need the fullness of your spirit. 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 Empty me of all those things that are occupying the space of the Spirit of God in my life. Lord Jesus, empty me of them. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord, that the Lord will empty you. The Lord will empty you. The Lord will empty you. Every self, every sin, every self-righteousness, every unrighteousness, whatever has occupied the space of the Holy Spirit, whatever is occupying the throne, the Holy Spirit is supposed to occupy in our heart, in our life, pray and call upon God. Oh Lord, empty me. Oh Lord, empty me. Oh Lord, empty me of those things occupying the space of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Desire the fullness of the Spirit of God. That is what you need. That is what I need. That is what we need. Pray and tell the Lord everything that is occupying the space of the Spirit, everything that is occupying the place of the Spirit, everything that is occupying the throne of the Spirit, everything that is occupying the space, the place, the throne of the Spirit in my life. Lord Jesus, empty me of them. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. All those things occupying the place of the Spirit. Pray and say, Lord Jesus, take your place. Holy Spirit, come and take your center place in my heart. Come and take your center place in my life. Come and take your center place in me. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. That the Lord will come, the Holy Spirit will come and take his place. We come and take this place. Now, when you hear the word of God and it talks directly to you, are you touched? Are you touched, or is something already occupying that space? No pricking, no touch. You can't remember even the message after 1 or 2 hours. Pray and call upon God. All those things that is occupying the space of the Spirit, those things occupying the place of the Spirit. Oh Lord Jesus, empty us of them. Empty me of them. Empty me of them. Empty me of them. In the name of Jesus, the fullness of the Spirit is what we need. The fullness of the Spirit is what we need. The fullness of the Spirit is what we need. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Oh Lord Jesus, tonight, the fullness of your spirit, whatever is occupying your place. Oh Lord Jesus, I pray, take away those things. Take away those things. Pray and talk to the Lord. Come and take your place, oh Lord. In my heart, come and take your place. Holy Spirit, come and take your place. Holy Spirit, come and take your place. Holy Spirit, come and take your place at the center of our heart, at the center of our heart, at the center of our thoughts, at the center of our mind. Holy Spirit, come and take your place. Make sure you are calling upon the name of the Lord. That desire is what God needs. And as he sees your desire, he will do it for you. He will do it for me. He will do it for us. Make sure you are talking to the Lord. The disciples in the upper room, they didn't wait. They didn't stop. They continue to pray. They continue to empty themselves of self. They continue to call upon the name of the Lord, and the Holy Spirit filled them. Pray and call upon God. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Brethren, we want to pray. Pastor has told us expressly this evening through the Spirit of God, and warned us against quenching the Holy Spirit. Brethren, we are going to pray. Are there things that we have done that have shut down the Holy Spirit? Do you realize in your life as a believer that you did something about 1 year ago, 10 months ago, 3 months ago, 5 months ago, even 1 month ago, and That thing is sinful against the Lord. But it's until a time that a message comes and then open your eyes, before you discover and you begin to pray for forgiveness. What happened to the Holy Spirit that's supposed to be inside you? When you do things wrong now, does anything prompt you? Do you now easily tell lies? Do you now easily fight? Do you now easily get angry? Without the prompting of the Spirit, would you now sleep days after days, keeping something in your mind against something, against somebody, something you should reconcile, and that thing is there, day after day, month after month, year after year? Where is the place of the Holy Spirit? He has been shut down. We are going to pray and talk to the Lord. You will pray like this. Oh Lord, any way that I have shut down the Holy Spirit in my life, any area that I've shut down the Holy Spirit in my life, any aspect that I've shut down the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, have mercy upon him. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Any way that you may have even forgotten, but you have somehow shut down the Holy Spirit. A message came, it touches you, you are pricked. But instead of you to go to the Lord in prayer and tell him sincerely, you are afraid and ashamed of people around you. And that word that came after some days didn't just evaporate like that. You are shutting it down. You are shutting it down. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Anyway, oh God, that I've shut down your spirit, oh God, have mercy upon me. In the name of Jesus, anyway, that I've shut down your spirit, that I've quenched your spirit, that I've silenced your spirit, oh God, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, brother, sister, call upon the name of the Lord. Anyway, you have blasphemed the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus, we have mercy. Call upon the name of the Lord. Where we have spoken irreverentially against the Holy Spirit, where you have said in your heart and in your mouth that is God even existing, where is the also called Holy Spirit, and irreverentially made statement that contradict, you know, the liking, you know, the desire of God and the Holy Spirit. Oh Lord Jesus, let your mercy reign. In the name of Jesus, where you have grieved the Holy Spirit, where there is no positive response to transforming messages, and the Holy Spirit keep pricking the heart, the Holy Spirit keep reminding, the Holy Spirit keep telling, and then there is no positive response, that is grieving the Holy Spirit. Lord, where there is any grieving of the Holy Spirit, we are asking for your mercy. We are asking for your mercy. We are asking for your mercy. Brethren, those who shut down the Holy Spirit, those who grieve the Holy Spirit can never get to the holy heaven. Those who shut down the Holy Spirit, those who grieve the Holy Spirit, the rapture will take place, you know, unknown to them. Let's pray and call upon God. Any area, anywhere that there is any grieving of the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, your mercy. In our homes where the Holy Spirit has been shut down, in our families where the Holy Spirit has been shut down, in our churches where the Holy Spirit has been shut down, in our personal life where the Holy Spirit has been grieved, Lord Jesus, let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign. Without the Holy Spirit being alive in us, worship will be mechanical. Worship will not be acceptable. Worship will be like a social gathering. Pray and call upon God. Where the Holy Spirit has been shut down, where the Holy Spirit is grieved, where the Holy Spirit is cornered to a place and is unhappy with us, and is unhappy with you. Oh God, let your divine mercy reign. Let your mercy reign, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Where the Holy Spirit has been resisted, where we have deliberately shut him down, oh God, let your mercy reign. In the mighty name of Jesus, have you deliberately lied against the Holy Spirit? The things you tell your pastor, the things you tell your wife, the things you tell your husband, the things you tell men of God who have the Holy Spirit, the things you tell them, are they true or lie? Oh God, where the Holy Spirit has been lied against, oh God, let your mercy reign. In the mighty name of Jesus, where, oh God, lie have been told the Holy Spirit. Father, Lord, let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign. In the mighty name of Jesus, brethren, call upon the name of the Lord. Where there is rebel against the Holy Spirit, like the company of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, who went against Moses. Oh God, where there's a rebelling against the Holy Spirit. Father, let your mercy. Oh God, let your mercy. 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 Brother, sister, examine your heart. Examine yourself and personally call upon the name of the Lord. Oh God, we ask for your mercy. Where the Holy Spirit has been rebelled against. Father, let your mercy. Let your mercy. Let your mercy. Let your mercy. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Hey, we are going to pray. When there's repeated offense and disobedience to the Holy Spirit, he will be vexed. He will be unhappy. And he will depart. And you see examples of people like Ephraim that we are told today, they just wander around. Bearing the name of a Christian, the Holy Spirit has long departed. He doesn't talk anymore to them. He doesn't speak anymore to them. They tell lies upon lies. They fight, get angry easily. Things just go roll on in their lives. And yet they still call themselves believers. But things are just rolling. They are just on a free ride. And when message of heaven and air comes, their heart begin to part. Their heart begin to part. When they dream about air and heaven, they begin to part. Then when they dream about the rapture, they begin to part. Holy Spirit has gone. He doesn't talk anymore. He doesn't speak anymore. When they read the Bible, he doesn't talk anymore. When they look at the passage, they're just looking. It's not ministering to them anymore. Holy Spirit has gone far long ago. We are going to pray. Brethren, have you noticed in your life that you have long chased away the Holy Spirit? This is a sincere moment, a solemn time. Bring yourself before the Lord and tell the Holy Spirit you are sorry. 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 And as you are praying personally for yourself, pray for your family, pray for the church, pray that, oh God, where your spirit has been vexed, oh God, by any individual, by any man, by any woman, by anyone who is going consistently into repeated disobedience, somebody coming to church and is committing fornication, committing immorality, and that person is still coming to church, dirty, breaking and vexing the Holy Spirit regularly. Oh God, let your mercy reign. 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 Upon such a one in the name of Jesus. Let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign. Where there are restitutions to do and you are reminding consistently. But oh Lord, there is no yielding, and you are not happy, you are vexed. Holy Spirit, have mercy. Holy Spirit, have mercy. Let's pray for a purging, that the blood of Jesus will purge away every past vexation of the Holy Spirit, every past lie against the Holy Spirit, every past grieving of the Holy Spirit, every past unrighteousness against the Holy Spirit. Let's pray for every past rebellion against the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, let your mercy, let the blood of Jesus, let the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary purge away every vexation of the Holy Spirit, purge away every rebellion of your against the Holy Spirit, purge away every grieving of the Holy Spirit, purge away every unrighteousness against the Holy Spirit, purge away every uncleanness against your Holy Spirit. Lord, let the purging take place by the blood of Jesus. Let the efficacious blood of Jesus begin to wash away every grieving, every vexation, every, oh God, unrighteousness, oh God, against the Holy Spirit. Mercy, oh God, purge us as individual, purge us as a family, purge our church, purge our homes, purge our children, bless our children by the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Finally, brother, sister, we are going to pray for the full outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon us. We're told Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit, and he saw supernatural things that human eyes cannot see. Brethren, we need the fullness of the Spirit. We are going to pray. Lord, we ask for your fullness. Just ask, Lord, Give me the fullness of the Spirit. Fill me to the brim in the name of Jesus. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord, that the Lord will fill us. 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 The Lord will fill us as individual. The Lord will fill us as a family. The Lord will fill us as a church. The Lord will fill us. Let's pray and call upon the name of the Lord. A fullness of the Spirit. That is what we need. With the fullness of the Spirit, our life can be led by the Spirit. Our life can be controlled by the Spirit. Christianity will be easier. Pray and call upon the name of the Lord. Fullness of the Spirit upon our children. Fullness of the Spirit upon our youth. Fullness of the Spirit upon our adults. Fullness of the Spirit upon our men. Pray for yourself personally. Just ask. And the Holy Spirit is there to do it. All the past things the Lord has pushed them away. Pray and call upon God. Oh God, the fullness of your Spirit. 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 The fullness of your Spirit, the fullness of your Spirit upon everybody connected this evening in the name of Jesus. The fullness of your Spirit upon our pastors, the fullness of your Spirit upon our workers, the fullness of your Spirit upon our members, the fullness of your Spirit upon our children, the fullness of your Spirit upon our youth, the fullness of your Spirit upon your church, the fullness of your Spirit upon every one of us today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Our Lord and our God, we thank you for this hour of visitation. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to us expressly. Quench not the spirits. Lord, in the past, we are ignorantly, we are deliberately, Lord, we are with nonchalant attitude. We have quenched your spirits by lying, by grieving, by rebelling, or by whatever means. As individuals, we come before you. We ask that you forgive, that you pardon, and you wash by your precious blood in the name of Jesus, where the pricking of the Holy Spirit has long departed, where sins cannot be committed without a pricking or by the Holy Spirit. Where the conscience is dead, where the conscience is seared with hot iron, where the Holy Spirit has been cornered to one place, where he's unhappy and has long departed, where life has become like that of a friend who wander around gray here, here and there, and he doesn't know it, where the Christian life has become like a wandering man in the wilderness. Oh Lord, where the Christian life has become that you cannot even say exactly where we belong. And hence you say that we should either be cold or hot. Father, we pray for your mercy, that by your mercy, oh God, and by your precious blood, pardon and wash away all this past wasted time and years in the name of Jesus. Forgive every sin that has been confessed in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we therefore pray and we call upon you this evening. We are asking, oh God, that for every individual connected to this platform, let there be the fullness of your Spirit released mightily upon every one of us in the name of Jesus. You have promised that if we, being evil, know how to give good gift to our children, how much more shall our Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Lord Jesus, we ask, and you do not break your covenant. You have said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you will find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. You have said, if we ask anything according to your will, you will hear us. This is your will to fill us with your Spirit. Lord Jesus, every brother, every sister, every boy, every girl, every man, every woman connected to this platform, receive the Holy Spirit in fullness in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you because you have done it. We thank you because we are expecting the manifestation. We thank you because it is done already. Blessed be your holy name. For a minister that you have used for us, more of your insight from the throne of grace, power, anointing, grace from above, release upon him in the name of Jesus. Thank you because you have answered our prayers. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. If you are there, brethren, could you unmute your mic and say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.